अब वर और कन्या एक दूसरे को वरमाला पहनाइए। चलिए शुरू कीजिए। मंगलम भगवान विष्णु।
ठहरो, ये शादी नहीं हो सकती।
डिस्को फाइटर।
This girl has given me blowjob, 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 blowjob. And because I am 21st century man, I have given her oral pleasure also. Hey!
You know what? Now that I'm paying attention to it, Howard, get that goddamn rubber chicken out of my face.
As for the viewers at home, if you're watching on television, I believe, or is it just online that they can observe?
They can stream us online. I know if you go to fcac.org/WEBR every Saturday Eastern Standard at 3 p.m., if we're in here, you can watch it live that way. But yeah, I can't concentrate looking at that thing. Howard spent his meal before the show. You went to some Korean grocer, right?
That is not where I got the rubber chicken.
Well, you said you're going to a Korean grocer, and then he struts in with a bag with these chicken feet sticking out, and he's like, hey, I got a gift for you. And I knew he'd been at one of these weird Asian markets, so I'm like, what is this, a skinned rabbit? You know, what kind of dead animal just hanging in the window did you have them pull off the meat hook for me, and why are you hurling it at me? Like, is it full of outbreak flu? What's going on?
Hey,
where's the gag? Where's his angle in all this?
To be fair, like, Asians are not the only people who do this. Like, Italians in Philadelphia are, like, well-known.
But they turn it into delicious sausage. They won't leave the food recognizable. Asians, it's like, let me pull down this rabbit, and then they take a skinned rabbit, and they put it in the middle of a plate of white rice. They're like, yeah, you eat this! And you're like, that's not a meal. That's a pet.
I remember the first time I went over and had fish at a white person's home.
Why is the head off?
Yeah, I'm like, this is fish? Where's the head?
Where's the eyes? I suck out for dessert. I'm a weird half-Korean boy. This is how I roll. You're listening to a live episode of Papa's Basement. They are rare and precious, just like my sexual encounters. And just like those, savor the hell out of them. You never know. Just let them live on in memory.
But you record them, though, right?
Exactly, just like my sexual encounters. I like that. Arena, you're pretty funny today. You've done good stuff.
Thank you.
I like where you took that. The show's website, if you're going to take away anything, if you're going to learn anything today, it's not about sharing, it's not about caring, it's not how to be a better person, it's not the cure for cancer. It's go to inpapasbasement.com. Damn, that's a long intro. I talked through that whole thing. I'm proud. I'm proud.
Impressive.
That's like blowing a 15-second load. You're like, that came out of me? Look, where's my Superman cape? I'll wipe your face with it. InPapasBasement.com has a show every Monday and every Thursday that we upload, that we record. It wasn't one last Thursday because we did like a 95-minute special, an extravaganza, if you will, on Monday. And there's only so much energy. There's only so much we got to do.
We can be honest, too. We got ill.
We got ill. And not like Adam Yonch. Well, that could go both ways. Like, he died ill or licensed to ill. We're not dead. So we meant the second thing, the first thing. I don't know which order they're in. Help me out here.
You're
supposed
terrible.
To be good with organization. You abacus-wielding
You just
fiend.
Offended me, man.
Oh, that's... You did get a little uppity. That's how I can tell you're white. I make fun of the Beastie Boys, and you're like...
How dare you.
Line crossed.
I actually don't like them that much. I got to be honest.
I really don't care for them.
I shut my yap when he died because I was like, I just can't say anything
Well,
bad.
Why would you say something bad? Mark over here. Mark, by the way, is filling in for Arena. Mark's a Palestinian, so he would be like, that's what you get! That's what you get! Allahu Akbar, mother effer. But I have no similar prejudice against the Jews, despite what everyone might think.
What makes you feel like I do?
Exactly. You have none either. You two are trying to get ahead in radio and an entertainment field. So. Shalom,
noted.
Brother. Yeah. You go to inpapasbasement.com, and the Thursday episode was missing because we were both rather ragged.
I ain't doing so well today. I don't know how you're feeling.
I feel fine, but okay. For whatever reason, we were going to record Wednesday to get the Thursday episode done. I don't know why. I woke up at 4 a.m. completely naked on top of my sheets, like arms over me like a corpse, just chattering. And I woke up like, how did this happen? Was I abducted and returned this way? This isn't how I sleep. I think I went to bed in boxers. What's going on? And I had the ragged throat even by that point. I'm like, this is not going away in 4 hours. This is not good. I wake up. I sound like, let's go with Harvey Fierstein this time. I was beat. I was just like, hey, Howard, I'm calling out of the show. And were you beat by that time as well? You've been sick a little later on. I was concerned for you today.
Yeah, I started on Monday with mine. I was bedridden Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday I was moving around, but the congestion's just lagging, man.
Infirm radio. Bringing the energy. That's what we're doing. Contagion.
Yes.
Aural contagion.
I don't think I'm going to get sick now.
I'm not contagious
You're screwed,
anymore.
Mark. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get sick now.
I'm not contagious
Thanks,
anymore.
Guys. You should have told
I'm
me just, before I came.
I licked your microphone. And when you went to take a piss, I rubbed your cigarettes against my bare chest. So, enjoy.
I can't fall asleep. I think that's the one thing why I'm still lagging. Like, it's just hard to fall asleep.
We'll get to your weird Pacino and insomnia thing in a bit. I don't know why you can't. Is something haunting you? No, I just said in a bit.
All right.
Focus, John. Restraint.
Focus, John.
Exactly.
Forget about Howard.
You go to inpapasbasement.com. You subscribe to the show via iTunes. There's a link right there. You follow me on Twitter. There's a link right there. But if you don't want to do that, if clicking a link is too much effort for you, Little Lord Fauntleroy, you can also type in twitter.com/papasbasement for me. For Howard, it's twitter.com/whattheffinheezy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. The Twitter world weeps.
What's my name again?
I'm not going to say it twice. This isn't Beetlejuice. Mark, what is your Twitter handle and all that stuff? I know we talked there, but I don't retain much of anything.
At Mark Misla. MarkMisleh.
Oh, yes. You might be dethroning Howard right here. You are neck and neck in the crappy handles department, but it's okay.
It's just I needed the name.
You just put it out there. Exactly. You weren't expecting to publicize this Twitter account of yours. You're
Not
just like,
all.
This is me.
It's who I am.
I need this to follow porn stars. So
which,
when they...
Which I do.
Exactly. Which they're every porn star just tweets like pictures of a Yorkie between their tits.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It's all small dogs, pedicures and manicures. There's like zero penetration because I don't follow any porn stars. I don't care. It's like I don't want to know a shred of your humanity. You are a pudding vacuum.
Well, you don't,
that's it.
You don't follow them on Twitter. However, you probably own every DVD that they've made.
I don't download any of their crap. The only porn I save is from Reddit Gone Wild because it's actual girls who want to share their bodies for whatever reason, whatever went wrong in their childhoods. And 50% of them within 48 hours have yanked down all photos because some freak who like goes to college with them is like, are you in Bio 106 with Professor Stevens? And it's like, oh my God, what have I done? And everything's deleted within 48 hours. And so I have to keep that on the hard drive. Like if you see, you know, it's like a spectacular looking ginger or something like that, you're like, oh, she's going to get stalked to oblivion. If there's one thing Reddit has taught me, it's that internet boys cannot get enough of gingers and Asian chicks.
Mm.
Like, if it's a decent-looking Asian, she will be off Reddit within 72 hours. Someone will be like, I know you from my calculus. Are you feeling okay? You left the toilet seat rather warm when you left on Tuesday. There's some creepy-ass going out there. But that is the porn I retain. Mr. Misla, however you pronounce it.
That's right, Misla.
Misla.
That's the porn that you keep?
That's the porn I keep because it's like actual girls.
Amateur.
I don't.
You like that amateur stuff.
I love
you don't
the
like
amateurs. I don't like pro Just listen to the show.
You've evolved from the professional world.
Well, when you're a kid, what are you really going to look at? You steal like a Swank or a Club International. And
you are speaking as people who grew up before the interwebs got big.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you literally type in the words masturbation before AOL, 18 of my shows will pop up. We've covered this considerably.
Yeah, I'm just... Please remember your audience.
I know. It's they're all. They're like, younger. Yeah. They're younger folks. There was a dark time. It's like, if you want to look at the bad things in this like nation's past, there's slavery and there's masturbating before the internet. That's it. They're neck and neck. And you got Lincoln freed the slaves, and I guess the hero for the second crusade would be Al Gore when he invented the internet to facilitate my fun. Exactly.
I was gonna say addiction.
Yeah, you know. Yes. Yeah. That's a nasty word you got there, Mark.
Apologize. Shoe fits.
This is one of those days I walked in not expecting to have much prepared. Like at noon. Some days I've got stuff that happens like on a Tuesday and yeah. I'm sitting on it all week. And I'm like, oh, just give me a microphone. And I've told the story to all my friends. Everyone's heard it to death, but you guys haven't. And then I have to pretend it's spontaneous. Did I let that out? Howard's just shaking his head slowly. This was one of those days where at noon, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I let Mark in the studio. I don't know Mark whatsoever. We're talking like we're friends. This could be a damn hobo, for all I know. He could have killed the real Mark in the parking lot, and he's just wearing his skin, and he's come up with an interesting, believable backstory. I don't know. Mark is a friend of Arena's, and he was like, do I know you from XYZ radio show? So him just saying the word radio, I'm like, Mark knows something about radio. So Arena was missing today. We haven't fired her. Don't worry. Arena was in Los Orleans.
Close.
There we go. New Orleans. I caught it pretty quickly. At a wedding. I forgot that part. Yes. I thought she was just randomly down there doing, because she Everyone. Went to college there. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Just getting sticky noted.
That is what weddings are for, usually, when you're not involved in
the... every wedding I've been to recently has just been taken bridesmaids. Who are then using it to needle the guy they're with to be like, huh? Doesn't this look fun? And they're just like, oh. Or the bridesmaids are actually married and they're just like, I remember when it used to be this way. I ain't the princess anymore.
That's unfortunate. I told you about, did I talk about the last wedding I went to on air? It was,
Don't play the quiz game
with
me.
There were a lot of single
girls.
I'm going
to answer you like Jeff Spicoli. I don't know.
There were a whole lot of young single girls there, like mostly college age, at least eight.
They're at least 8 years old.
No, they're all at least eight. They're all at least eight.
It comes pretty soon. Okay.
But their mothers were all there. So, like, I remember striking up a conversation with one, and mom sent her sister go check in on me.
That's when you do what I like to think is my smoothest move, and you get the mom and daughter next to each other, and you're like, who's her perkier? Oh, and then they pull them out. Actually, that's how that works.
What was weird is there was this one mother-daughter team where, like, I actually thought...
I like how you said team. You're trying to be the classy one here, but you're like, there's this one team.
I thought it was team weird slip. They were hanging out. I was like, why is this woman hanging out with her mom so much? Because I just assumed she was a college kid. No, like, I met her dad later, and he was talking about how she was about to start high school. And I was like, that mom needs to police that daughter because so many men are going to hit on her.
This story's getting really good. Don't stop.
I'm just saying, girl looked at least 19.
So where did you stop with that? Did you just...
I've Nobody gone past the top of the zipper. I'm about to touch that little seam where all the four jeans crisscross. Stop.
No, she's growing up in the Virgin Islands somewhere. Like her dad's a pilot. She was blonde, like classic blonde.
You don't know how to be sexy. You don't know how to give me
what
offense, I need.
No offense, dude. I'm not going to be sexy describing a like 14, 16-year-old, whatever she is. I'm not going there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, enemy of the listener. God forbid we give the audience something they enjoy.
I'm just saying, she looked older than she was, and her mom like followed her everywhere.
That's hot. 15-year-old
That's the drill for
sexy
weddings with
mom,
this family.
Jailbait.
Yeah.
So far, you've done everything right. What was her dress?
It was blue. It was to the top of the knee, though. And
top of the knee. I'll take
covered,
that.
Covered. Like, it was designed to, like, accent that she was thin. So there was the hourglass, but the breasts were not, like, accentuated so that it was advertising, like, hey, guys, come talk to me. They did their best to cover up the
just
fact
use the
that
words,
she
come
was
hither
attractive.
Something. She was wearing come hither X.
She was still, like, she's in that Lolita phase where she's still trying to get men to look at her is part of her thing.
She would have won with me.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been much trying.
Yeah, no, I think it took like that secondary
it would have been,
thought
you got
of,
these peepers on you.
I don't think a
what
lot
you
of
you
going
to do about it?
You're a pretty smart guy. I don't think like you have it in your brain when you're in that mode.
To say no when my junk's getting touched?
To
you're
ask
right.
yourself, why is her mom hanging out with her so much? Because I did.
Yeah.
I was like, I her would, mom's hanging out with her a lot.
I would think that, but then I would just think, oh, that jealous bitch. She wants to show up her hot daughter and screw one of the guys here tonight, and that's going to be me.
I never would have thought that at all, actually.
Oh, really?
I would have never. Yeah. I would just think that she's just shy, doesn't want to be by herself.
Oh, okay.
That would be my thought process that went behind it. Get the mom drunk. And then who knows? I mean, you could start older and then go younger.
I think that's
no,
good.
You have to bang the daughter first.
What makes you feel that way?
Because no daughter is okay with mommy's sloppy seconds, but plenty of moms feel a sense of competition with the daughter.
I will tell you a story off air that you will truly enjoy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm down for that.
And it's along the same lines here, actually. It's funny that we're talking.
You're welcome, John. So this is what happens when we talk about wedding stories. Mark, what was the last wedding you went to?
You know what? The last one.
When did this become the wedding hour? I mean, I'll roll with it. I don't want to. This is improv. You don't say no in improv. You say yes and.
You got yours. I got mine. We have a guest. Let's see what he has to say about
weddings.
He's
not a real guest.
That hurts.
He's just here. I like him. He seems nice enough.
I am wearing somebody else's skin.
All right, exactly. He's a maniac.
The last wedding I went to is my best friend. He asked me to be the best man, kind of turned it down.
Why?
Because I hate weddings.
So
it's a lot of work, man.
I don't want to do
it. I hate weddings, too, but I would do it, but I just open my mouth for things because I know they're the right thing to do, and then, like, I curse myself later for not having an ounce of foresight. That's just ADD me, though. Like, I live in the moment.
You've never been a best man?
No, I have not.
You have, Mark.
I've never been a best man.
But
well, what you have to plan a bachelor party, I guess, or it doesn't even seem like that exists anymore. And bachelor parties have gotten so lame because everyone's so effing whipped now. Like, I thought bachelor parties were just strippers that were actually prostitutes, you had a last whirl. I know guys now that are like, you went fishing for years.
That was money, dude.
There's a lot of cabins in the wood type stuff,
but. That all costs money, and guess who is on the foot for whatever the stingy guests who come to the bachelor party, like, don't pay?
No, it's not the best man.
I've seen best men pick up, like, way more money than they should.
That's just being
parties.
A chump. That's just being used, man.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
I
wouldn't. Like, okay, here's how you get John to not do something. It'll cost you money. Whoops. I'm out.
Where are you from again?
Yeah. A little town called Haifa.
That hurts even more.
But all right, you got out of being a best man, which meant that you could kind of have fun at the wedding, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing is I was getting married also at that time.
Oh, okay.
Were you best manning each other?
No.
Oh, that'd be queer as F.
I was going to have my brother do it.
Okay,
however,
yeah.
It was something that just wasn't interesting to me. I didn't want to have to do all the stuff. Didn't want to have to do the speech.
I didn't think it was that much other than a speech.
But
like, I wouldn't think that much of it.
But my fiance wasn't on the other side of the wedding party, which is a little weird.
But wouldn't she get a free ride with you? Like, wouldn't she at least get to eat cake and crap?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
And shrimp cocktail? Who doesn't like shrimp cocktail?
But see, here was the thing, is it escalated how our wedding was going to go. I want this. I just have always this bad taste of weddings. It's not my thing. I can't stand it.
I think they're okay. I mean, you look at Puzzy that's in dresses, that's fancy, and girls get drunk, and then nothing happens, but at least for me. You know.
I'll teach you how to close.
Yeah.
You walk home. I'm a sales manager.
We're going to lose so much good material on this show if you do that.
You
please.
Walk home, you pound off.
Watch what you promise.
Everything's great. All right. Are we done with the Bridezilla segment? I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm a dick on air, but it's not really me. Howard.
I guess the moral of the story
That's not the real Ike. That's not the real Ike.
Mark had an anchor is like the bottom line at that wedding. So for your show's purposes, he was already taken. Couldn't really like check out the other girls at the wedding.
That was extremely true.
Yeah,
but my friend has all ugly friends.
Oh, okay.
That's also horrible.
Which sucks. It's all white really trash. Terrible. Everything I saw, I didn't understand it.
Well, I mean, white trash isn't necessarily unattractive.
You just have to drink more.
It is when they're missing teeth.
Well, yeah.
And would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I wouldn't screw a toothless bitch.
That's what we had.
Okay.
That's what we were looking at.
That's bizarre. Oh, why do you have a friend in the Ozarks?
I don't know.
What are you texting? What's going on?
Everybody's texting me.
Are they listening?
Absolutely.
Good. Put it down. Put it down, and you can treat yourself to like 58 missed texts later. It's great. Seriously, you'll live in the moment. There we go. It's in the pocket. Now he's fully on board. Now he's present inside the room. All right. We're going to bring it back to what I was going to throw out, because I like how these two have a lot to say about weddings. I have nothing. I'm going to talk about The Amazing Spider-Man, which I just watched. These two haven't seen it, but I have, and so it's the show topic for 20 minutes.
Is there a spoiler alert necessary here?
How can you spoil that which everyone knows? Would you make a movie about the Greek gods and be like, Zeus learns to hurl lightning and becomes a bull and bangs bitches while he's a bull? You wouldn't call it a spoiler. That's looking at a history book or a mythological text. I guess it wouldn't be history. I watched Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, the new one, roughly the 18th Spider-Man movie. Any of you seen it, even though I just said you hadn't? Let's pretend I'm asking. I have not seen it.
Is it the third one?
It's the fourth. Well, I don't know if there's like an old one the same way there's like a hidden Dolph Lundgren Punisher that no one remembers from like 87.
There might be.
Yeah, there could be like a 1972 Spider-Man where he's just like, there's zero special effects.
It's like terrible spandex.
Yeah, and it's just like, stop!
Throwing rope.
You know, yeah, like a little slap guitar stuff.
But I didn't see any after
Looks like an episode of Columbo, pretty much.
In the first Tobey Maguire one, there's the scene where all the New Yorkers say,
I know,
hey,
you hate that because you
mess with one
unity.
Of us. You mess with all of us. I turned it off and I refused to watch
you
another one of those.
You hate people standing together. And you hate good triumphing over evil.
Yeah,
so I can understand why that scene bothered you.
So what happened with 9/11 for you?
Oh, he was crying for all the wrong reasons. He was like, no! Why are you going into that burning building? Let him die!
I just saw that. I was like, that's such like pandering to people's emotional sentiments towards like something that
you know
really
what he
happened.
Refers to Flight 93 as? Bunch of suckers. Bunch of saps.
I won't watch that movie, actually.
Well, not even the movie's horrible. The movie is up there with Marley and Me.
I heard it got a lot of accolades, didn't it?
Not especially.
Okay.
Why don't you just bury a webcam in my father's coffin so I can log in and watch him rot slowly? That's about as uplifting as Marley and Me and Flight 93.
But I thought
I know where these movies are going. Yeah. I don't need to go there.
Right. I just thought they did something at the Academy Awards to like celebrate the film and all that kind of stuff. Right? No?
I don't think so. Was it because there was that one, and then the really bad one, was it Oliver Stone that made it? The
W movie? Or
No, not W. Like, I thought it was Oliver Stone. There was like a World Trade Center movie, pretty much.
Was that with Nicolas Cage?
I think so. There was like a Spanish guy who saw Jesus. I mean, I know that doesn't narrow it
really?
Down whatsoever.
That
but,
happens
yeah.
in the movie?
I read that in gosh. Time about the movie, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just thought that was on camera.
You want to impress me? Make it a Jewish guy who sees Jesus. Then I'm like, wow, that's pretty badass. Where there's a scene where it's like, I'm real, start believing. That would be funny, but Spanish guy, he's looking at his waffles, he's going to see Jesus. What do I care if he sees him while he's buried up to his spine in debris?
And he sells it on eBay.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's make some money off of
it. I watched Amazing Spider-Man earlier because I was at Redbox last night and I was trying to find anything I could that would amuse me. I got Madea for my mom. Madea Takes Your Money, I believe, was the title of the movie. Horrible. Horrible. I didn't touch it. I walked in for 30 seconds and it was Eugene Levy. It was Denise Richards. And it was Madea. And Madea just sticking it up. Just,
I'm wacky and black, and you white. This is crazy.
Just that. Just 90 man. Minutes of that.
Look at me. These titties ain't real, but they hit your face.
It was horrible.
I've never seen a Madea movie. The last Tyler Perry movie I saw was Good Deeds. Good Deeds.
What is Good Deeds?
It's that one where he's like really
is it
rich.
Is it a quote unquote Tyler Perry joint?
He's got.
Is it one of his 18 movies he makes a year? When is he going to drop the facade? Because all his movies he makes, and he gets all the money from it because he does all the acting. The writing, the directing, the production. When is he just going to be like Bang Brothers? When is he just going to be like, you know what? I'm going to make 86,000 pornos a year. And I'm starring in all of them. And I know I'm gay. Allegedly.
No, Good Deeds is all about.
I'm banging chicks in all of them.
It's just like it's an allegory about him like aspiring to come out to his family. It's really weird.
Really?
Yeah, because like he has a fiance played by Gabriel Union.
Is there a scene at the end where there's like a pressurized tank of whipped cream and he has to attack it with like a fire hatchet and it's just spraying all over his face? And he's screaming, "This is me, Mom! This is me,
worse,
Dad!
Worse.
I'm your son!" What happens?
The closing song as he's getting on the airplane with his new boo.
I want to F you in the A.
It's Richard Marx. I'm not kidding.
What's wrong with Richard Marx? Oh, I'm sorry. Do we not remember that music from our childhood
whatever
that took us to a
want,
different place?
Whatever you do, I will be right.
Come on.
You
Come
know,
on.
Earlier you didn't try to tell me about the jailbait, but you just sang me that. And in terms of sexy, you just completed. You just got me there.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Cool.
What was that horrible song he did with, he was a Chicago Cub in the video?
Oh, no.
Like, baby, think twice. I forget how the hell I take this love away. Some crap like that. But it was like Bob Uecker calling the game. And of course, little Richard Marx trots out. I guess it wasn't so implausible because this was like before roids.
Oh,
so he was
man.
Just a skinny white guy. And it was believable that, you know, he was like maybe like a three tool guy or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, they have to sell it like, oh, Richard's first swing. Got a hell of a chop, but off by a mile. I don't know why he's suddenly John Madden instead of Bob Uecker. I don't remember what Bob Uecker sounds like. But he, of course, it's bottom of the ninth, two out, strike two. What does Richard Marx do in his own video? Mark, I'll let you go first.
I have no idea. I do not remember.
You are a prudent man.
I am.
Howard, what does he do?
I hope it's just RBI single.
You would be shocked to hear this, but he hits a home run.
Oh, come on.
And the game is triumphantly won by Richard Marx for his hometown Cubbies. I would have liked it if they had that crazy Latino Ron Santo in the stands, just bitching about his missing amputated feet. And R.I.P. Ronnie, baby. I love you.
They should remix it and have a Steve Bartman moment to end the video.
I mean, predates it by 10 years, but that'd be great. Yeah. It's like, and Moises Alou leaps to his lazy feet for once. And what's this? A mentally retarded boy has grabbed the ball. Someone has touched his earmuffs. He is now freaking out in the front row. Horrible, horrible Steve Bartman.
So we got from Spider-Man.
Oh, we're going to go back to Spider-Man. Way too much material in Spider-Man.
Like, we were on Tyler Perry.
I never watched any of the Tyler Perry stuff.
I've seen the first two. And, you know, it's good to see, like, black people producing movies and making money and starring in them and crap, because Hollywood's racist as hell. When you're black and you can pretty much aspire to A, be Denzel, or B, be the black sidekick, the black best friend of every white guy in a romantic comedy ever.
Check that, the light-skinned black friend.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can be, I guess, Morris Chestnut can also fit into that.
That's
picture.
True.
Morris Chestnut. That's about it, though. Yeah, there's just not a lot in Hollywood for you. So God bless Tyler Perry for putting that crap out for those reasons. That said, they're horrible movies. I watched the first two, and he has a theater background, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
And he directs them like theater productions. And I don't know anything about theater because I was into girls. But Still am.
Oh, man.
About to say what happened.
Yeah. Started hanging with Howard. Eyes got opened. Point of view shifted.
I actually know a little too much about theater, so you're going to embarrass me here in a minute.
From what I comprehend of theater, you are much more demonstrative on stage than you would be acting in a small room where you're kind of like locked in. You're just facing one direction. Right. As emotive as a person can look in front of a camera, at the end of the day, they're actually very stationary. They're sitting there. Well, he directs this thing like a damn play. And so they're just all like bawling in front of each other and screaming and gnashing their teeth. And it's like more emotion. And it translates horribly to the screen. They look like fetal alcohol syndrome children who just have like damaged frontal lobes. She's like, nah, I want an Oreo.
No, that's how he can put out so many movies per year, is because, you know, it's just focused on dialogue and like expressing emotion. Like, you basically just knock scene out after scene out after scene out, and then you have like storytelling.
Yeah, bang them out like a soap opera.
What's his demographic?
Exactly.
I don't even know his demographic. Who is he selling them to? I mean, who's...
I think a lot of women in general like them. I'm sure black chicks love them. I doubt black guys like them. There's no TNA.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, there might be like a hot looking chick, but he's not going to like put in a lip slip or something like that.
But it's like a date movie potentially, where it's just like, oh, I got to sit through like another rom com, that kind of thing.
I mean, if you're dating a girl from Atlanta, Georgia, if you wink wink, catch my drift. Actually, even like, then, I would just be offended taking a black chick to that movie, because she'd be like, this is a little transparent, don't you think, John? It's like, yes, it is.
There are some complaints within the African American.
If I were a black chick and a white guy took me there, I'd be like, oh, are we going for barbecue after?
No, but seriously, like, in the African American community, some people complain about his movies conveying stereotypes to white people. Like, this is designed so white people can have a terrible understanding of what African Americans are really.
No, and it's not. It's a black guy who's achieved in Hollywood, and it's like, guess what? If you achieve in Hollywood, you're probably just making crap. Yeah. I don't look down at all the Jewish people making crap that I watch, so I'm not going to judge the black guy making crap that I watch either. Like,
fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. I don't sit there and Brett Ratner puts out his 18th piece of crap, and I'm like, oh, just confirming every negative stereotype of the Jews. No, I whatever. He's making money. That's a good stereotype of the Jews.
Yeah, and as much as we love Pulp Fiction, like, we crap on Tarantino all the time on the show.
Yeah. Like, he kind of lucked into a good movie here or there, but yeah. I do not care for much outside of Pulp. Inglourious Bastards is decent, except for that creepy 18-minute foot fetish masturbation-thon in the basement of that one building where it's just Diane Cruz or what the hell's her name.
I don't want to know, man. Just talk to me about Spider-Man.
Just stick it in. No foreplay. Just prison foreplay.
Get me out
You're
of this
You're ready
place
to go
that
now.
You just took me.
You're ready to go now. I watched Amazing Spider-Man because I didn't want to watch Madea. And I have not seen a more derivative, like, logic just doesn't hold true in this universe movie ever. Maybe, like, I can't. I'm not one of those guys who's clever enough to watch a movie, and at the time, I'm like, oh, he was shot in his right arm in the previous scene, and now he's bleeding out of his left arm. Like, I don't really catch crap like that. Or guys like, oh, boom mic. Boom mic. Sixth sighting of a boom mic. There was a lot of stuff that was leaping out to me in Spider-Man. Like, and so if it's hitting me, someone who's good with a critical eye would be tearing this apart like a gerbil with a toilet paper tube. Like, shredding this piece of crap. Halfway through, I'm watching this, like, some of it had stuck in my brain, and then it just hit this spilling point where I'm just emailing myself every 40 to 50 seconds, just like, gotta mention this on air. Oh, they did that. Gotta mention this on air. Oh, you're nodding like something was going to come out of your mouth, Howard, other than
a
belch.
No. Yeah. Bring it. Sorry, man.
So who plays Spider-Man now?
Kid named Andrew Garfield, I believe. The cast is rather lackluster. Not that Tobey Maguire, to my knowledge, was a household name before Spider-Man, but I want to say there's Andrew Garfield, who did you watch Social Network? Because I didn't.
No.
Like,
that's the one with the Facebook guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so
I turned it on for a little bit. Everybody says it's a great movie. I couldn't get into it.
It just seems like there's a lot of jawing. I've heard it's literally just lots of talking and then Jewish guys prattling on about their love of Asian box. which go to a Chinese restaurant on Christmas. Enjoy. I can get it all in with a meal in the span of 45 minutes. I don't need 2.5 hours. So he's like the Cooper Faust twins, I think they're named. He plays both twins. Very talented. There's Emma Stone as nice. Gwen Stacy. Emma Stone's a nice little piece of ass. I like her.
She's blonde in this, right?
She's blonde. I definitely prefer ginger, but she's not like... She doesn't win sexy points for her gingerness. She's just like a good lean piece of ass. She seems funny and lighthearted. I'm sure she's like a psychopath. You don't achieve that much in life by being normal. Like, I'm sure like an ex-boyfriend has had his apartment burned down or something like that.
Wow.
No, it's just people see people that achieve, and it's like they're literally abnormal by what they've done. You have to comprehend that.
So what I'm getting from you twice now is you'd prefer gingers over everybody else.
Oh, gingers are up there. Really? I like a good ginger. That's I like fun. Ginger, and I like kind of like olive-skinned. I just don't like blondes so much. I find them boring, but I'd hit a blonde any day of the week. I don't care. I've been with a lot.
Whoa.
I just don't want to have
you don't
that.
Want to brag or anything, right?
But no, out of my roster, you know, the greatest hits, if you will, a lot of those tracks have been blonde.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's not like I actively discriminate. If you're attractive and you're willing to say, I won't scream rape, then we'll be talking. I've got plans for you, young lady. But you got Emma Stone. Dennis Leary plays Emma Stone's father. And, Aunt May and Uncle Ben are Martin Sheen. And the flying nun herself, Sally Field.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we got, those might be the biggest two names, honestly. They're old, but.
I thought Uncle Ben died. The first one. Is this a prequel?
Uncle Ben dies in such a perfunctory manner. In this movie, it's literally just doing it again. It's like those Tobey Maguire ones didn't happen.
They just restarted.
It is just the origin story again.
Oh my gosh.
We don't care. Remember what Tobey Maguire showed you 10 years ago? Did you ever read a comic? Did you ever play a Spider-Man video game and like the little 16-bit intro told you how Spider-Man was made?
Yeah.
Enjoy it again, kids. Yeah, it's like you don't go to McDonald's once. You go there every couple of months. So eat a burger again, you fat F. It's just I didn't mind the Uncle Ben death, how it was handled in the first one. This is like one of 18 criticisms you touched on. In this one, it's literally we just got to kill Uncle Ben. It is done with all the romance of a snuff film. Like it does nothing for character development. It isn't danced around to build anticipation or fear. It is addressed once when it happens and right at the very end of the movie.
Is it the same flow like he got killed in the first one? I did see the first one.
He gets shot.
Yeah, by
he gets shot by a white mugger, which here's another pop quiz. Here's something I noticed in this universe of Amazing Spider-Man. We have, like, black captains of industry and scientists. And we have a person who gets radioactive spider powers. We have a lizard man. But you know what we don't have? Criminals of color. There are roving packs of evil white criminals. But not so much as a Latino among the ill-inclined ranks. Just a lot of white guys, which I am not a foolish bigot. I'm not going to say whites don't commit crime. Go to Charlestown, West Virginia and have fun.
Been there, done that.
But to say in New York City that my biggest fear is a roving pack of white guys in trench coats, this isn't Death Wish number one with Jeff Goldblum raping and murdering Charles Bronson's woman. We're not living in fear of a bunch of white guys so much. Give me a token black guy. Just play with me a little. Just throw me a bone.
What about invading North Koreans? Would that have been better?
Yeah, exactly. Like, same thing with Red Dawn that came out a couple weeks ago. where if you want to talk racism, if you want to talk racism, they shoot the entire movie as if it's the Chinese that invade. That kind of works for me. 20 years ago, we were scared S-less, or 30 years ago, of the Soviets. We were still pretending they could invade. They made a good villain. They were our real-life villains. Nowadays, a lot of people would say it's the Chinese. They're getting pretty powerful. They own a lot of our crap. We're in debt to them just a wee hair.
They're the inevitable next world power.
So we shoot a movie saying the Chinese invaded. Works so far in my brain. I'm not catching anything that doesn't, you know, nothing leaps out here.
Sounds like something that would
They're not
actually,
moon yeah. men. This isn't Cyprus taking us over. It's the Chinese. Very plausible. The last possible second, in post, they decide Chinese could be a little dicey. We're going to make them North Korean. Now, you'd think, like, if we weren't all bigots and uneducated, in some way we would be able to discern the difference in features in these two people. But they're racist enough in their trying not to be racist, I guess, that they're like, Chinese, North Koreans, whatever. Make them Thai, make them Jap. No one can tell the difference. It's all the same. To me, that's a little offensive, actually. Especially if they use Chinese actors, and then they're like, he's actually North Korean. Anyone from there, which, by the way, it's a country that, like, can do nothing. They can put their weird little leader's son on TV, and they're happy they can get the signal out to broadcast that.
See, ironically, I'm offended, not as a Korean. A little bit of me as a Korean is offended by that, but what I'm really offended is more as an American, where it's like, are you kidding? A nation of how many people invades us?
Yes.
This is how the U.S. gets, like, finally invaded?
It could not take over Connecticut, yet I am supposed to imagine it's conquering the heartland, which, say what you will about those abortion right-hating, meth-cooking, I hate Howard Stern, I'm going to get him off the air, folks. They have guns and they know how to use them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't screw with them.
Yeah.
So yeah, apparently North Korea is just kicking ass.
That to me
the swath
is
of land.
It's as bad as Star Trek Generations. Will bother me the most. That's like the worst
Black
Star Trek
Captain,
movie by far.
You disgust me.
No, this is the one where it's like it's Kirk and Picard come together for like one last action scene as Kirk dies. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
It's awful, but
the movie
really
where
awful.
It's just like, oh, Kirk has gotten out of scrapes 100 times this bad. It's like literally they killed him the way Bob Marley died, where it's like he stubbed his toe and eventually got foot cancer and died. Like he battled entire alien races. Ricardo Montalban, he was right. Nothing. Kirk fell down and broke his hip. He died an old man's death on Mars.
But just as bad as him dying in that movie was the Enterprise D getting destroyed by a Klingon bird of prey. There's no way a galaxy class starship should go down like that.
This
That's
one
garbage.
Went over my head,
yeah,
but
I'm lost.
I'm a total nerd. I'm just like the rinkiest, dinkiest Klingon ship.
The bird
took down the flagship of the Federation.
I thought the bird of prey was like the main.
No, it's a scout ship. It's garbage. So it's a spy ship.
It would be like a speedboat taking out an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, this is how the Enterprise D goes down after all the cool things it's done? This is how, like, you destroy it?
Yeah.
No. It's got to go down against, like, the Borg cube. This is not, like, how America goes down to some North Koreans. North Korea? That's how we go down? This is the... I would rather lose to Canada.
Oh, man.
Which is apparently
thing.
A movie by the or Canadian Bacon, which was directed by Michael Moore. I didn't
a
know
comedy.
He did. Yeah, non-documentary.
It's a joke. It's a straight-up joke for North Korea to come here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Wow.
I'm just going down the list. Like, you're right. I'm just going down the list further of crap from Spider-Man that leaps out at you.
Would you rather have the Koreans take over or zombies? I'm fairly certain you guys have watched Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't play that scenario out at all because zombies are just kind of, like, laughable. It's weird to me that
really?
If... Well, okay.
I just saw season one of Walking Dead. I thought
season
it was
awesome. 3 is not bad. Season 2 is a real hunk of crap, but season 3 has gotten pretty decent.
Okay, cool.
They capped Lori. How great does it get?
Yeah, that bitch died. trying to think...
By the sun.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I've... I've just enjoyed There's action, there's pacing, there's tension, just everything that was missing from season two. Season two, they're just holed up on a farm, barely any zombies around. It's pretty much a Country Time Lemonade commercial for roughly 80% of the runtime.
Should I just skip season two?
No, watch it.
It's
good. Okay. Because you'll introduce new characters and stuff.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. It's like saying season three, The Sopranos sucked. Should I not watch that?
I gave up on Sopranos.
If you want to...
I love Sopranos.
Yeah, Sopranos great. And no season sucked. That was a trick question. But you wouldn't skip it. Because then you'd be like, why, you know, Big Pussy was alive, now he's dead. What the hell?
Right.
And I can say that because it's a name. It's like one of the mobsters named Big F Face, and I'm just like, that's fine on air. It was a character's
just
name.
My name.
It's cool. FCC, lick them both, same time, one in each cheek.
So you just now started watching it, Walking Dead?
Yeah, like I heard season two was bad. He kept telling me it was bad, so I was gonna wait to hear about season three before I actually started watching.
He's right. It's slow, but however you get. You get sucked in. You're going to keep watching it no matter how bad it is.
I sat through it just because there's not much on TV I like. I watched.
You were a dick because I know on Twitter you gave a spoiler on end of season two, right?
Yeah, and it only was because someone had tweeted the previous week and I randomly read it on Twitter like, oh, it was really horrible how someone spoiled Walking Dead for me. So the next episode I just sat there and like live tweeted it. Just like, oh, S, look at Rick killing whatever the hell the Jewish guy looks like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, what is that? I forget his name.
Yeah.
Shane,
exactly. Yeah,
see, I'm watching first season one, so I still remember, guys.
Yeah.
No, but for me, it's just like, I looked at IMDb. I was just like, how many episodes is each actor in? And I can tell who's dead.
Exactly.
So that's the first thing I did. I was just like, I kind of want to know after episode one, like, how long am I with these people?
Gotcha.
I mean, if it's a good program, you're going to watch it regardless.
Yeah, regardless. If the movie depends on a plot twist... It's not a
good
movie.
Not a good movie, exactly.
Agreed.
If you're watching Godfather and I'm like, Sonny dies, and you're like, don't need to watch this. The Godfather's not that good a film.
Yeah.
You know what? I watch it over and over. Sonny still goes to that toll booth each time.
The classic like plot twist movie, I think, is supposed to be Usual Suspects.
Sixth Sense to me.
Oh, there's that one too. But to Usual Suspects, I'll still watch it again. I like that movie.
I watched it knowing the kid died. I have a best friend who literally like... isn't joking, he loves having any ending just told to him and thinks other people want the same thing.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So he's just like, I just saw it. The Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. And I'm like, what do you mean he's dead the whole time? He's like, the kid sees ghosts, and Bruce Willis is a ghost the whole time. And I'm just like, that's big. Why did you say that? And it's the maddest I've ever been at him. And that was the extent of it, too.
I mean, somebody did that to me too, but I still watched it. I enjoyed it for what
fine.
It was.
Yeah.
In the theater, I was watching with my younger brother. He went like this. He's dead.
That's awesome. He recognized it halfway through.
Like midway through, and I'm like, so then I start picking up on everything.
Well, that M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, his entire thing after that was just watch his movie and try to crack the twist before the ending.
Yeah.
I hated that because what was the Lady in the Water?
I didn't even get that far. I'll rep Unbreakable any day of the week, though.
I don't think I saw that one.
I love Unbreakable, man. I love that damn movie.
How about The Village? Did you watch The Village?
I like The Village.
I couldn't even get
to
that.
I liked it.
I saw 15 minutes of it.
I really enjoyed
it. Like, it randomly came on. I was probably like 45 minutes into the movie. I'm like, why is it like old-timey looking? What the hell? And then
I mean, the plot twist in that one, I don't think it takes away or adds to the movie a whole lot. Like, it's
interesting. I know the plot twist. Yeah. I know the plot twist in all of them. I just read them on Wikipedia.
Yeah, and that one has reviewability. I don't know what the word is for that, but I could watch that again. I could watch Village again. I couldn't watch Lady in the Water again.
I couldn't
even watch it the first time.
I'm going to give you the Amazing Spider-Man's plot twist.
There's a plot twist?
Yeah, the plot twist is a bunch of 25-year-old actors are actually supposed to be 17. It's great. It's just like Saved by the Bell's plot twist. You're like, wait, Mark Paul Gosselaar's how old?
Yeah.
How old is Zach Morris supposed to be? This movie, it plays it fast and loose. You guys, you just need to treat yourself to a Redbox rental. There's Emma Stone in one scene. She's supposed to, pardonnez-moi. She's supposed to be working at Oscorp. You know, the Norman Osborn, Harry Osborn. I forget which is the son, which is the dad.
I think Harry was the son.
Yeah, okay, so Norman's company. She's, like, strutting around, in a lab coat that, like, a porn star playing a chick who works at a lab would be like, that's not plausible enough. This thing, it's like lab coat that is hiked up, barely, and it's like her entire outfit. I don't even think there's a skirt in the mix. I could be wrong. But it's just like the shortest damn thing you've ever seen. She's in these legging knee socks halfway up her thighs, like almost garter belts. She's playing a 17-year-old high school junior who somehow has a job at this company and is walking around dressed that way. And we're supposed to pretend that science is getting done while this is going on. That it isn't just 80 guys in glasses desperately clutching a beaker like, oh, my God, drop something. Just bend over. Let me see. Let me see.
Man, you went deep on that one, man.
There's so many. Jeez. There's a scene where Peter Parker's having a talk with Gwen Stacy deep in the bowels of the sewer on his cell phone. I don't know about you. I walk four steps into a metro. I don't have a goddamn cell phone signal. He's sitting there sending MP3s to her. Like, hey, have you heard Gangnam Style? It's great. Enjoy, bitch. They're flipping those back and forth while he's chasing the lizard roughly 100 feet in the bowels of the earth. Oh, what else?
100 feet deep.
I'm trying to think, what the hell? At one point, just starts ripping off Terminator 2. We hit an alarm in the lab facility. Halon gas just starts, I think it's Halon, just starts raining down exactly like the raid with Miles Dyson. Now, in Terminator 2, what's-his-face, Jim Cameron, does his research and knows that crap is poisonous. That's why they put on gas masks. The director of Amazing Spider-Man just thinks, hey, that looked really cool. So she hits a button. Halon starts raining down. She's dancing like it's Flashdance, pretty much, within the stream of Halon. Just la-di-da, look at my lab coat. Trail behind me, I'm so sexy. Better breathe deep, I might have to run from the lizard. So I'm like, wow, that was a pretty naked ripoff of a scene from Terminator 2. Although I guess if we're going to include an alarm scene in a lab, that's how it's going to break down. Not 5 minutes later, the lizard is frozen in liquid nitrogen and getting shot at and chipped to pieces.
No, really?
And then just starts regenerating. I'm like, could you at least put Robert Patrick's face on?
No.
If you're going to F me, give me a reach around. Yeah. Ending is very Batman-esque. We're in front of a moon. Spider-Man is not nocturnal. He is daytime New York, hustle, bustle. It's the moon, because now it's moody, dark Spider-Man. And the end is, I don't even know what the hell else you're supposed to convey with this last shot. He's on a web. He's hanging. He looks right at the camera, hits his little webbing. It's pointing right at you. And you just see this white burst slowly shooting out right into the camera. Jeez. I'm like, so this is you just shooting one in my face. You've done it for an hour and a half, metaphorically, and now you're just doing it.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I unintentionally opened my lips, but then I caught myself, and I was like, no.
I'd rather have it across the face.
Yeah, exactly. You went to straight camp. You're better than this.
Now, I'll tell you, like, from what I've heard as to why this movie was made the way it was, it explains a lot of what you're saying. If this is true, like, it totally explains why you just watched a movie that sucks.
And that was the worst part. It didn't suck. It hit certain. There are certain scenes from it where he's like beaten, but he's still swinging, and the orchestral theme is soaring beneath him. Where you're like, my nips are hard. I hate myself. Cool. This is like watching Triumph of the Will.
So still,
like,
good,
I shouldn't be pumped up by this, but I am. Yeah, it's still watch it. Like, you'll enjoy it, but it's not.
It's just it was good. Under a rush job, from what I understand. Because after the last trilogy, Marvel was really like having a bidding war in Hollywood to see like which studio wanted
to make
the next trilogy. And I don't who won this one.
I don't know, maybe Sony or something.
Whoever won it ended up.
Are they
like,
a studio?
It was an exploding offer. Like, I think they had to make the first one by a certain date, otherwise they would lose the rights to make the second and third. And so that's why this came out not as good as it really could.
You know, we got a rush. If you're Marvel, it's like, just rush it before Stan Lee is in the cold, cold ground, if he has any say in it.
Because he wants to collect his money.
Exactly. He's finally getting paid after like 90 years of writing this crap.
What do you think he's doing with it?
I don't. He's not taking anti-aging potions. I'll put it that way. He has his cameo in this, and it's just starting to get depressing. Like, there's fighting around him, and obviously it's all CGI, but you're just like, oh, that old man's going to get his hip broken. They're going to have to shoot him like an old horse. This is depressing.
I hate how they put the cameo of him in there.
It's every just movie. Every person in this movie is somewhat young and vibrant. Even Uncle Ben and Aunt May, they're like, I don't know, in their 60s. Stan Lee's like 94. He looks like Nosferatu in a wig.
Oh, man.
And he's just all liver spotted, like, where's my check? I don't know. Mark, you should watch it. And
I will do
that. Tweet. Howard, you too.
I will definitely watch it.
I don't know if Howard will. Mark, I think, will get bored and be like, I got to see this.
CGI was good. It didn't look fake as hell.
No, it did. You were like watching cartoon characters fight each other. Like, you're really supposed to care. Like, you look at a scene, you're like, maybe 5% of this is real. It's skyscrapers getting knocked down by a massive lizard man fighting a tiny spider man. Not much in that is believable.
I will say this. I will watch the Venom one if they find someone who wasn't in the 70s show.
I want Hyde.
To actually play Venom.
I want Hyde to play Venom.
Who?
One of the other guys from 70s show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Danny, whatever the hell is. Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
Why do I remember that?
Okay. Yeah, that's not okay.
Well, cue up. There we go. We are out of here very quickly because we took too long. So I'm actually going to bring this down without the outro and just cut it right to automation. Mark.
Get her done.
Thanks, man. That was a good experience. You'll probably be hearing more from Mark on future shows. Maybe. I don't know if he shows a little leg. Mark, plug your Twitter handle again.
It's at Mark Misleh, MarkMisleh.
There you go. Howard, thank you, sir.
At What the Evan Heasy.
You'll probably hear more from Howard in future episodes of Papa's Basement if he plays his cards right. I wanted to keep things equal here. Howard will be around. Both of them will probably have to show leg.
You just got to play your cards right.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. I guess you've already shown leg.
I didn't think I got that. Yeah.
He rubs his jaw. Howard's at What the Evan Heasy. And if you can't spell that, you go to inpapasbasement.com because that's where I, John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement, keep all the crap online. Links to pretty much everyone's Twitter account. The Facebook page, the iTunes link so that you can get this fine show and stop rattling that bag in front of a live mic. I guess that's about it. We should end this one. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.